I'll just fly to Japan to cry. Save to say the least, there's not much I can keep in line, but I don't mind. I'll just fly to Japan and cry.
Want to enjoy your coffee while listening to some fun tunes, news, culture exchange, and much more? Then you should definitely tune into the Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vivian. Now lean back, sip your coffee, and enjoy. Hello, 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 and welcome back here to CJSF 90.1 FM, where we broadcast on the unceded coastal territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. And today's episode is going to be epic because we have a special guest here. You want to introduce yourself again?
Hi, everyone. It's Anna.
Again. And
again.
Yeah, I'm so excited that you are here today because it's her last show on air because she is leaving
next week. It's honestly so sad. Tomorrow is my last day. I cannot believe it.
Yeah, the time flew by really fast.
Yeah, it did.
And I'm really sad that you're leaving. You were a great part of CJSF. She was working a little bit behind the scenes. She did. What did you do here?
I kind of started with a lot of interviews, mm-hmm. a lot of means too, but they were so much fun. I loved I enjoyed doing them a lot. And then I kind of shifted into the social media PR mm-hmm. stuff mm-hmm. and a lot of graphic design. And I loved it, honestly. I didn't expect it to be so much fun, but I was really passionate about making all the posters. And it was really great.
Yeah, you should definitely check it out. It's also like the last poster you did was still over SFU because we are hosting a record club today from 2 to 4 p.m. in the sub building here and the very first floor, room 1420. And Anna designed the posters, right?
I did. Yeah. It was so much fun. If you've seen it on campus, I'm so proud. Every time I walk by, I'm like, mm-hmm. I did this, and this is just here, and everyone can see it.
It's really
so great.
And you should also check out our TikTok and Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube as well, because we're doing so much stuff on our social media right now. So we kind of improved our social media skills a lot over the last 6 months. So since I've been here, we got a TikTok account, and you are great. You're doing such a good job. And I'm so excited for today's show because, of course, I will tell you about what day is today. But I also did a street interview yesterday with some students and some people from SFU about International Women's Day and also Women's History Month, which is happening right now, so during March. And Women's History Month was on March 8th. And due to that, we are also hosting the record club. So you should definitely come by, play your favorite record by a female artist, and enjoy, like, chilling with us, hanging out with us. It's so, so cool and so much fun. And yeah, that's why I also did the street interviews to kind of, because I was interested, do students know about Women's History Month? Because I didn't know about Women's History Month. And then I came here and I kind of explored it myself. So I am excited for the interviews and how it turned out, because I was surprised because so many students talked to me. And in January, I did a street interview and the students were kind of socially awkward and so many people rejected me and I was a little bit frustrated. And then yesterday the sun was shining and I was such in a good mood and I wanted to go outside and enjoy the sun. And then I went outside and I talked to many students and nobody rejected me, which is so surprising because normally some students are kind of afraid when I say I'm from the radio. But I was surprised and really relieved that everybody talked to me and everybody was so nice. So I hope you can enjoy that soon. But first of all, we also have something special today because we are playing our favorite female artists. So you brought us here to like three artists that you kind of find inspiring, I guess.
I did. I searched them up. I went through my Spotify playlists and was like, okay, what can I choose? And it was such a hard decision because there's so many female artists out there. I absolutely love their work and what they do. But I think I picked three very good, good ones, and I'm excited to listen to them later on.
Yeah, and I have my I will play my first three female favorite artists, and then I would like to have your reaction here live on air, and then I will play your songs, and then we'll listen to the street interviews and more information about today and what's going on in the world later. But first of all, we're going to jump right into our first song. It's Moonlight by Kali Uchis. I love Kali Uchis. She's really nice. She's a Spanish/English singer-songwriter, and I really like her song because she always sings in Spanish and in English. And I had Spanish in high school, and since then I tried to catch up with my Spanish, so I really like these songs, and I hope you can enjoy that too. And then we will jump into two more songs, and then we will listen to Anna's songs, so stay tuned for that. But first of all, enjoy Moonlight by Kali Uchis.
People talk, but that don't matter. because to you she feels like home. You feel free. Children young, but her soul is old. She feels free. She'll never bring you down. Your tires shall bring you water. She'll never leave this town. She is the father's daughter. Maria's prayer.
Raincatchers by Birdie, one of my favorite female artists. It kind of gives me power and inspires me really, really much. And just before that, we heard Lana Del Rey with Dragon Slayer. I love Lana Del Rey. She's also a very powerful woman, and she represents women so well, and I'm so glad that I found her. And I discovered her through my mom, because my mom loves her and she's such a big fan. And we were thinking about going to a concert, but then COVID hit and then we couldn't go, so that was a little bit sad. But I'm hoping that she's doing another tour, and that I can see her live sometimes, hopefully in the future. And yeah, what are you thinking about these songs that I just played?
First of all, Lana Del Rey live concert would be a dream. Mm-hmm. I think she's so much more powerful on stage with a live audience. So this would be, I will put it on my bucket list.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I love the song. So strong and powerful and great. I loved the last one by Birdie. I didn't know the song, but yeah, I really liked it. It was really good.
Yeah, I discovered like Birdie, I think, I don't know how many years ago, but ever since I'm such a big fan. And she's touring right now. I think, unfortunately, not here in Vancouver or in Germany, where I'm from. So that's why I cannot see her, unfortunately. But I'm manifesting that I can see her in the future sometimes. And yeah, I think I really found so many powerful women, and this month is all about our women and our powerful women. This month is also Women's History Month, and we also had or celebrated International Women's Day on March 8th. And due to that, I also did a street interview. But before we're going to jump into that street interview, we will hear three more powerful women chosen by Anna. So I'm excited for these singer-songwriters, because I actually never heard from any, like, I don't know any of them. So I'm excited to listen to them and to have my live reaction here on air. And the first one is Willow with Time Machine. Do you want to tell me a little bit about it, or should
first
we?
First of all, I'm so surprised you don't know Willow. Maybe you know her, probably. But I love the song. I love Willow. She is such a great, powerful, inspiring woman. And the song reminds me kind of lockdown times. I think I've listened to it more than I should during these times. But I love the song. It's so great. And one of my favorites, actually.
Okay, so I'm excited. And we will jump right into our next three songs. And then we will listen to my street interview about the students and what they think about International Women's Day and month. But first of all, this is Willow with Time Machine. I'll go back to 1983. Maybe I would chill with Basquiat. I'll be out there playing make believe. I'll be in the streets of NYC, sipping lemonade lately. 21st century me, 28th century dreams. And tell me, does it feel like that? Does it really feel like that? 'Cause baby, if it's real like that, then please don't wait on me.
Crosby Street. I don't give a fuck about time machine, time machine. The same for me. Guess I'm stuck in a pattern. I really need something to make me sane. I guess we all can relate. Is it really that bad? I wanna find somewhere that you can go to escape. Somewhere you can run. Somewhere that's at home. Somewhere you're not alone. I don't lie. I'm sober. I feel. Cause each day for me, it all feels oh so. But by now, for me, I all sound so aged. If you saw what I saw, if you've been where I've been, where I be, if you know what I, if you know what I be, do the same thing. Maybe you feel the same. I know that I'm the only one. Now I got to find out. I got to make it.
My Ugly Clementine with Who. I really loved when I first heard the name My Ugly Clementine because it's a special name and they're from Austria, right?
They're from Austria, yeah, an Austrian trio, and really you should nice. Definitely go check out their music. It's so great.
Yeah,
you hear sure. it on the Austrian radio as well sometimes, which is very cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like them a lot. It kind of gives me a summer feeling. And before that, we heard Near Archives with Sober Feels, also a really nice song. And actually, I recognized the song, not the song, but the voice of Willow. Kind of recognized her voice, and I think I heard it before, so kind of sounds familiar. And she had a song on TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm. She yeah. had a few popular songs on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would like to jump right into our next interview or our today's interview, because this whole episode is all about the women and how we are like thankful for them and that we appreciate all of the female singers that give us power and show us on how to be proud and how to be brave and go out in the world and show how brave you are as a woman. And really, it's really inspiring, and they're all really inspiring. So yeah, thank you, and shout out to all of these female singers and songwriters that are out there. And